exactly how this works. Okay, we are going. So I am Tim Quinn here. Joining me is Madison Quinn. She is my sister and a freshman in college. So, Madison, where is our family originally from?
Our family is originally from Europe, countries like Ireland, Germany, and Poland.
Okay, and when did our family come to the United States?
Well, many immigrants from Europe came over in the 1800s. I believe ours came over in the early 1900s. If I remember correctly, it was around 1910-ish.
Mm-hmm. And why did our ancestors come to America?
Our Irish ancestors came over from the potato famine, but I believe all of our ancestors and most immigrants in general came over because of the growing economy and opportunities to make a good new life in America.
Okay.
America was just the place to be at the time.
Yeah, for sure. And it definitely still is, I believe. How did our family come to America? Is it by boat or plane, or was there means of transportation to get here?
By boat. I don't think planes were really used to take people places yet.
Yes, the first commercial flight was actually in 1914, but they did not grow popular until years later. And yes, I did look that up, so you can thank me later for being so prepared for this interview. But by boat was definitely the way to travel across the seas for the immigrants in the 1800s, in the early 1900s. So, Maddie, where did our family find work when they did first come to the United States in Pittsburgh area?
They actually worked in the Pittsburgh steel mills, which was very common, if low-paying job back in the early 1900s when the mills really got going.
I'm sure the conditions must have been not so great. But it's amazing how they stuck it out and like really lived the American dream. So what cultural traditions did our family bring over?
They brought over a huge celebration of St. Patrick's Day and lots of different recipes, which some have faded out over the years because it was just so different than much things now in America.
Madison, thank you so much for doing this interview with me, and hoping this will get a good enough grade. So thank you so much, Ms. Savacki.
It's my pleasure.
Alrighty.